Canterville Ghost. In the heart of the English countryside stood Canterville Castle, a grand home with towering spires and hidden chambers, now owned by the Otis family. The family, having moved from America, were intrigued by their new home's history, especially the tale of Sir Simon, the Canterville ghost. Lord Canterville, a dignified man with a twinkle of humour in his eyes, had warned them, "The castle comes with its own resident, a ghost, known for his dramatic haunts," he said with a serious tone, yet a smirk played at the corner of his lips. Mr. Otis, a practical man, laughed it off. "Ghosts? Poppycock! My family fears no tales of the supernatural. We shall treat this ghost as we would any other draught in the hallway, with a bit of oil and tightening of screws." Mrs. Otis, always the diplomat, added, "If this Sir Simon dares to disturb our peace, we shall offer him tea and ask him to share his grievances." The Otis children, Virginia, James, Lewis, and Clark, were thrilled at the prospect of meeting a ghost. "Imagine the games we could play with a ghost," exclaimed Clark, his eyes alight with mischief. On their first night, as the moon bathed the castle in a silvery glow, Sir Simon decided to introduce himself. Chains rattling and with a deep, sorrowful moan, he floated into their midst. Mr. Otis, disturbed from his sleep, met the ghost in the hallway. "Ah, Sir Simon, I presume. Here," he said, extending a bottle of lubricating oil. "Your chains could use some quieting." Sir Simon, taken aback by the lack of fear and the offer of oil, threw the bottle to the ground and vanished with a wail, determined to enact his revenge. The following day, as Sir Simon plotted his most frightening appearance yet, the Otis children set traps, turning the ghost's intended scares into sources of laughter. Pillows flew, floors were slicked with oil, and Sir Simon found himself the subject of pranks rather than the purveyor of terror. One evening, Virginia found Sir Simon sitting alone, a spectral figure in despair. "Why do you weep, Sir Simon?" she asked, her voice soft with genuine concern. "For centuries I've wandered these halls, unable to rest, unable to leave. I long for peace," the ghost confessed, his voice barely a whisper. Moved by his plight, Virginia remembered the cryptic note they had found. "A child's prayer might lift your curse," she pondered aloud. "I will help you, Sir Simon." Bravely, Virginia accompanied the ghost to a secret chamber where she prayed for his release. As dawn broke, she emerged, holding a box of jewels, a token of Sir Simon's gratitude. Sir Simon, finally at peace, vanished into the ether, leaving behind tales of his existence and a family that had shown him kindness in his final hours. The Otis family, now custodians of a peaceful home and a story of redemption, often spoke of Sir Simon with fondness. "The Canterville ghost taught us the power of compassion," Mr. Otis would say, "and Virginia showed us all that even the longest-held grievances can be healed with understanding and kindness." And so the legend of the Canterville ghost transformed from a story of haunts to a tale of heart, forever remembered in the halls of Canterville Castle.